Spine-tingling greetings, everyone. The tunes are courtesy of Bobby Mackey, and I am your host, Tessa Morrow.
Now today it's a different place, all the same with a new face, with strange mysteries hanging in the air. People in their sane minds swear they see you today. Are you looking for the love they took away?
Thanks for stopping by and making Paranormal Prowlers podcast part of your morning, day, night, graveyard shift. Whenever you listen and wherever you are listening from the Arctic Circle to the Bermuda Triangle to Times Square, from Paris, Texas to Paris, France, from desert to mountaintops to tropical paradise, and you guessed it, everything in between, it's greatly appreciated.
Round of applause. This week's city shout-out goes to
Kourou, French Guiana, Concord, North Carolina, Palmyra, Illinois, Waterford, Canada, Alice Springs, Australia, and Campbellsville, Kentucky. Imagine, if you will, my friends, a group of people sitting at a table. They are a unique bunch, a bloodthirsty countess who enjoys bathing in her victim's blood, a young lady who is too good with an axe. Just ask her dad and stepmom, an electrical genius, a cannibalistic witch who thrives on eating the flesh of children, a serial killer whose victims entered his hotel of horrors never to be seen or heard from again, a bloodthirsty vampire, and a serial killer who thrived in taking down prostitutes in the late 1800s. Any guesses on who these people are? I'm sure some of you got it. Our blood-bathing beauty is Elizabeth Bathory. Our axe-wielding angry daughter is Lizzie I'm Gonna Kill My Parents Borden. The electrical genius, of course, well, that's Tesla. The witch who ate one too many children is Black Annis. Our serial killers are H.H. Holmes and Jack the Ripper. And the blood addict of a vampire, my friends, is the lovely Bela Lugosi. Now, while you may not have all these guys and gals at a table, you do have them all contained in one building. And I don't know if you just heard that rooster, but I am up in the mountains at my mom's, and they seem to flock close to when I'm recording just to, you know, add a little oomph. So, sorry about that in advance. So, again, we have these characters, a lot of them deadly, right? All contained in this one building. Enter the Black Monarch, located in beautiful Victor, Colorado. Now, believe me when I say, this is no ordinary hotel. There are no uniform rooms here. Every single room is different and unique and dedicated to one of these individuals. I mean, this place is absolutely on my bucket list. I really want to stay there this year if possible, and for it being somewhat of a unique boutique lodging, the pricing is not bad at all, and I'll talk about that in a little while. I have seen way steeper prices for your average boring hotel room. Usually it's like when I'm traveling, I throw my stuff in the room and I'm out doing stuff. I'm out enjoying wherever I'm at, right? But this kind of place, you go there to specifically see this location. So very, very cool stuff for sure. And I just want to give a heads up that when I talk about these rooms and the person behind that room, I will give you guys the rates of the room. And they are different. And it seems like if you go on Friday and Saturday, it's going to be a little bit more pricey. So the lower number are for the other days, where the higher number is for, you guessed it, Friday and Saturday. I want to suck your blood. Looking for a bloodthirsty fun time, my friends? Don't look any further. Bela Lugosi's Dracula room is a dream come true. Rates for the Bella are between 123 to 172. Now, Bella, he was born 100 years and 2 days before me. And yes, I was rather stoked to see that I almost got to share a birthday with Dracula. Oh, I just love Bela Lugosi. Oh my goodness. He was born October 20th of 1882, and he would breathe his final breath August 16th, 1956, at 73 years old due to a heart attack. But, you know, before he died, he made a great name for himself. Horror movies was obviously his go-to, and by golly, he was really good at it. Movies include, of course, Son of Frankenstein and Ghost of Frankenstein. Both of those movies, he did portray Igor. He was also in the movies White Zombie, The Black Cat, and yeah, come on, Dracula. Lugosi serves as an infantry officer with the Austro-Hungarian Army Imperial, and he was a lieutenant. Did not know that. Really neat stuff for sure. Meanwhile, you can stay if you dare in the Black Annis room. And I think it's safe to say that Hansel and Gretel will probably not be joining you. It's a little too close to home with that one. Now, the rates for Black Annis are between $128 to $177. And I did an episode on Black Annis that you can find in Season 7, Episode 317, titled Where Fear May Roam, Black Annis. Now, the hotel's website also talks about this cannibalistic witch and a bit about the room itself. Quote, "This room is themed after the Leicestershire, England boogeyman figure, Black Annis. The cave and forest-dwelling witch is purported to kidnap poorly behaved children, eating them, and tanning their hides, and can be traced back to ancient Celtic myths of the forest goddess Danu. This 350-square-foot room features a king-size pillow-top porch swing bed suspended by rope and layered with decadent faux fur throws, included a full-size faux bear hide. We use natural-cut faux hides, terrariums, crystals, tapestries, and tons of real plants to create a natural and organic feel." So it kind of feels like you're in the forest trying to run away and save your life and soul from Black Annis. All Elizabeth Bathory wanted to do was to live forever. I mean, come on, guys. Is that too much to ask? Seriously? She felt that she could actually achieve this goal if she did one thing. Bathing in blood. And not just any type of blood would do. No. But the blood of virgins. I'm not saying much about Elizabeth, as she is going to be in a future episode, but it is believed that several hundred young girls and women were murdered by this evil, sadistic countess, with hopes that she can outlive every other being. What made her think this could work? I have no clue. I mean, there's no internet back in those days. Perhaps it was some bizarre book, or perhaps she had a dream or a vision, if you will. Her, in a bathtub filled with ruby red blood, she notices, oh my goodness, my skin, it's feeling softer, it's looking smoother. Who knows? I mean, the chick was completely bonkers, obviously. Now, all art and decor is themed after the Bloody Countess, and to stay in this room, this bloody room, is between $123 to $155. And again, seeing these rates, especially the lower ones, I mean, even the higher ones aren't too bad. I mean, $123, and of course there's taxes and whatever, but yeah, again, your regular boring hotel room is going to be that or more. Next up is H.H. Holmes, famous, of course, for his Chicago murder castle during the World Fair in 1893, where he murdered several guests, the number believed to be in the hundreds. The hotel website shares this about this particular room. Quote, "This gigantic boarding room measures 468 square feet. It contains two very plush queen-size pillow top beds with mattress toppers, a 52-inch 4K smart TV, Bluetooth sound system, a coffee table, couch, club chair, writing desk, and mini fridge. The room overlooks downtown Victor, Colorado, including the Lowell Thomas Museum, and has amazing views of the Sangre de Cristo mountain range. All art and decorations are themed after the first American serial killer, H.H. Holmes. Now, if you haven't heard my H.H. Holmes episode, of course I did one of those, I recommend you check it out. Season 7, episode 328, and it is titled The Beast of Chicago, The Rise and the Fall of H.H. Holmes. To stay in this room, and you should pray that you were lucky enough to leave, unlike all of his victims, it is between $128 to $177. So, Jack the Ripper, making his mysterious appearance, rates are between $128 to $177. And I don't think I really need to say much about Jack the Ripper. Yeah, he wreaked havoc and pure terror as he sliced and diced ladies of the night on the streets of Whitechapel in 1888. He is featured in an earlier episode of mine, back in season 2, episode 68, and it is titled The Whitechapel Murders and the Unmasking of Jack the Ripper. And my friend and Ripperologist Russell Stephen Edwards joined me on that episode, and that was really a fun one to do, so check that one out for sure. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. Yeah, not a singer, never have been. A famous rhyme that is forever connected to Lizzie. While it claims 40 whacks and 41 whacks, the actual numbers are 18 whacks to Abby, her stepmother, and 11 to her own flesh and blood, Andrew Borden. Still pretty damn brutal, very brutal. It was known she never was a fan of Abby, right? I've been there myself with the step-parent department, especially my stepdad's, but I never thought of ending their existence. Mm-mm, no. Too sitcom, darling, no way. Now, was Abby her main target? Maybe she wanted to just get Abby out of the way, but she went crazy, she was already in this murderous frenzy, and she takes out Dad too. Like Jack the Ripper, H.H. Holmes, and Black Annis, Lizzie also has her own episode in season 2, episode 99, and it's titled Lizzie Borden Took an Axe. Now, you know, some people completely believe she murdered her stepmother and father, and nobody else was responsible. While others think the authorities got it all wrong, and she was 100% innocent, and she was a victim herself, and that the real killer or killers got away. What category are you in? Guilty or innocent? I honestly feel that she is as guilty as they come. Regardless, she was acquitted after less than 2 hours of deliberation. Feel like they could have thought a little longer and harder, but hey. And as she left the courthouse, a free woman, she tells reporters that she was the happiest woman in the world. Yeah, I guess I would be too, hun, if I committed two heinous murders, one being patricide, and got to live a free life. Unlike her victims, of course. Now, to stay in this axe-wielding woman's room, it costs between $123 to $172. Our electrical genius Tesla is up next. Rates range from $139 to $198. And there's an actual rumor that Tesla himself actually wired this very building while he was building the hydroelectric dam at Skagway Reservoir back in 1899. Unsure how accurate that is, but boy, that would be pretty damn epic, right? Now, this particular room is a large parlor-type room that overlooks downtown Victor, showing off the amazing mountain views, of course, and all art and decorative items are themed after Tesla. So, as you can see, this is a very unique place where you can come more than once and stay in a different room each time, and you better believe each visit will be a different experience. Gotta love it. Again, I plan to stay here sometime soon, fingers crossed. Now, have to share, at my uncle's bar one day last summer, Julie, my friend and longtime loyal bartender, told me she wanted to introduce me to somebody. So this gentleman, he's sitting at the bar. You could just tell he was kind of like a chill dude. And so we chatted for a few minutes. And he was into the paranormal, so we talked about my podcast and local haunts, and he had shared that he is going to an event within the next few weeks to Black Monarch, and again, this was last year, but he didn't know much about it, and basically someone rented out this whole hotel, and he was to be a part of this event. So he had no idea which room he was staying in, and he seemed shocked when I told him that each room was indeed different themed. And I had betted that he would be staying in the Jack the Ripper room. And I was excited to talk to him later on to see if I was correct in my guess. So I see him at the bar, like, I would say a month or so later. And I ask him how the event was. And he shared that he had gone up that day and was told by a guy who had made up this event that it was canceled. But guess what? Dude didn't even care to tell anybody that it was canceled. And this is up in the mountains, so it's a long drive, you know, from wherever you're at. And it's a beautiful drive, but if you don't need to go and you were planning to go for this thing, it's kind of like, well, I could go next time, right? But it's kind of like, seriously, dude, really? So it turns out later on, less than a year later, that gentleman that I had the pleasure of meeting, who was a brewer at the amazing Shamrock in downtown Pueblo, sadly passed away suddenly in mid-February of 2026. And he never did get to stay at the Black Monarch. But every time I saw him, he was just such a delightful person to talk to. And so his presence is definitely missed. I know they had a huge memorial for him and just very, very sad stuff for sure. And I'm sad that he didn't get to do his Black Monarch visit because I know he was really excited about it. On their website, they share that there is a full communal kitchen and bathroom. All bedrooms do state that there are two bathrooms, so don't know. And that each room includes luxe bedding, new windows, Bluetooth speakers, and flat screen TVs. Now, in its heyday, this joint was a hoppin'. And straight out of a scene from an old Wild West movie. It served the public as a casino, a saloon, and yeah, all Old West movies need a brothel, right? So while many folks traveled through and frequented this fine establishment, its main source of customers came from ever so severely wealthy men who played successful parts in the mining industry. Sometime in the late 1800s, a bartender is shot and killed during a fight that got way out of control, unfortunately, and he paid his life with that. And this unfortunate tender of alcoholic beverages is believed to be one of many resident spirits who resides here. And a woman has been seen here as well, oftentimes looking through an upstairs window. Her identity does remain a mystery, and perhaps she is one of those soiled doves from the bordello days, waiting for her next John to arrive. Guests and employees alike have heard disembodied footsteps and unexplainable sounds, and of course, seeing apparitions. Now, I have to say, I love when a hotel website is not afraid to mention it may be possibly haunted. And Black Monarch is one of those establishments, definitely. They talk about their bartender who haunts the hotel and how the town itself had experienced many haunted happenings here. In their own words on their website, they say this, quote, "With its Wild West past, it's no wonder that the Black Monarch is rumored to be a paranormal hotel. Book your room today. It's your once-in-a-lifetime chance to stay in a ghost hotel." So people traveling through the area or planning to come through here, be sure to stop by and check out this unique location. If you were to stay here, which room would you choose? We have our line of killers, of course, Lizzie Borden, Jack the Ripper, H.H. Holmes, Elizabeth Bathory. Or we have the stuff that nightmares are completely made out of, like Black Annis, leave the kids home for that room as that child eater would surely have a fun time. Or how about you want electrical genius Tesla? Or maybe the bloodthirsty Bela Lugosi Dracula themed room. I personally would want to try every single room, honestly, but first I would probably try out Jack the Ripper or Lizzie Borden. They all seem really amazing, though. Go to their website. You can see pictures for yourself. You'll have yourself a good time. This place was originally dubbed the finest gentleman club this side of the Mississippi.
And that concludes another fantastic podcast. Legend has it, if you don't tune in, I'll be returning to haunt you. So make sure to tune in for the next episode.
Did you enjoy this week's episode? Listen to the others. They are all phenomenal. Haven't heard every single damn one yet? No need to lose sleep about it. Not one wink. Just hit up any of those podcast platforms such as Deezer, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Basically, wherever you may roam to hear your other spooky podcasts, you'll probably find Paranormal Prowlers Podcast lurking in the background. Thanks, everyone, and
I will see you next week.